Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:40 British Summer Time. Today is May 13th. Well, we've seen that the Dow and the S&P have both closed down on the day by over 2%, with the Nasdaq down 3%. And this is probably one of the bigger reactions that we've seen in this, well, what has been a remarkably consistent and persistent push to the upside for a large number of markets. And if this is the beginning of a reactionary phase, which appears likely, then we have to look at how that is going to affect this multipolar world that we are moving into, where we have two very, very clear groups of stock market performers. Because there are a lagging group characterized by the USA and much of Europe, which has only barely moved back up to the upper side of its range and reverted to the mean. They are now encountering resistance, and the selling the dip, or sorry, selling the rallies strategy hasn't been working well for the last 2 months, but there will be people certainly looking to short this rally as we see that these markets are failing at the upper side of their ranges. If that strategy doesn't begin to fail to make money for the bears out there, then they won't be converted to a bullish hypothesis, and we could see these markets push a little bit lower. Personally, I think that it is an outside chance that we're going to see any significant market breaking to new reaction lows for the entire move. It does really look like the early March lows were the low for this reaction, or for this stock market correction. On the other hand, we continue to see that the leading markets have rallied so remarkably well. Emerging Asia and Latin America are up into, for example, Brazil is up almost 30% on the year, and that's taking into account that it was down over 3% today. It's got plenty of room to consolidate this remarkable advance that we've seen over the last few months, and there is still quite a lot of potential for this market to find support above its base and consolidate this very good advance. And I think that there are going to be two emerging strategies for a number of investors, because there are still a lot of bears out there, particularly in the lagging markets, whereas there does appear to be an acceptance that the leading markets are in this for the medium to long haul, and that they are much more likely to lead rather than any other market. So while people may be tempted to short into the failure of this rally in some of the lagging markets, they're probably going to be much less likely to do the same thing in some of the emerging markets. And that will probably feed through into the convalescence for lagging markets being more lengthy than we see for some of these leading markets. And this is, of course, assuming that we see some follow-through over the next few days on these downward dynamics that were posted in here today, and that this is the beginning of a reactionary phase, as would really appear likely with some of these leading markets looking overstretched and the technology sector getting hit relatively hard, which had also been a cyclical leader in this move. And of course, because we're seeing this return of risk in this what has been a very, very consistent move over the last 2 months, then presumed safe havens were firmer in here today. So we had gold up almost $3 and sustaining the move above $900 really rather well. Treasuries are bouncing from the $120, or sorry, 120 level, and they're testing 123 today. We also saw that the dollar and the yen were both firmer in here today. So there is the potential that presumed safe havens can firm in this kind of environment where people are perhaps taking profits, but they are also likely to be unable to sustain that if this turns into nothing more than a consolidation of the recent gains. And that is pretty much where we are in here today. Industrial metals were a bit weaker in here today. Silver is back down, testing the $2 level, And the other industrial metals were a bit weaker in here. Silver and platinum were also weaker. Silver is back below $14, and they are susceptible to some further weakness if we continue to see that stock markets are rolling over into a consolidation of their recent gains. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, wishing you all the best to all of you.